Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia is to help you awaken your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, to bring this forward with confidence and clarity. Topics covered will be simple spirituality, understanding the five bodies, vibration and energy, the power of thought and feeling, the clearing of past negative patterns and programming, learning about the chakra system, learning about the divine feminine and masculine, and DNA rewiring. Experience recalling your power and tapping into the divine while working with ascended masters, archangels, illumined beings of light, and source energy. Take command of the power in your life. This show promises to boldly go where you have been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired. Now, here is your host, Patricia.
Hello, 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 everyone, and namaste. I'm Patricia Iris Kerens, and you're listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience deep awareness of your divine feminine power. Every Sunday, 11 a.m. PST, 2 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. BST. On the Awakening Talk Show, we have some very interesting discussions, meditations, voice and sound work, as well as gifted empowerment coaches and speakers, sound masters, authors. They're all here helping you to find the wise wisdom at the core of your being. But you know what? Our question is, as always, are you aware of your inner divine feminine energy? And if so, how are you accessing and using it? Well, welcome everybody. Just me tonight, no guests on the show. Hope you've had a fabulous week. Right away at the top of the show, I'm just going to mention, if you have a pen and paper handy, that would be great, because we are going to have some gloriously goddessy questions coming up tonight, and I guess you are going to need to write down some answers. And also for clarity, I was doing a lovely interview with Dr. Pat earlier this week on Wednesday, and for the first time we had some callers in for healing and whatever, and she picked up on her headphones that this lady was driving a car, and of course we had to ask her to pull over. So can we just, for the sake of clarity, say I'm going to be doing some teaching tonight, some sharing, helping you get into the depths, into the nitty-gritty of your divine feminine. So you need to be in a lovely quiet space, hopefully a sacred space where you're not going to be disturbed for the next 45 minutes or so, and definitely not driving. This would not be good, unless you can pull over and just close down for 45 minutes. So, okay, now you know what's happening, the divine feminine. So, you know, about 22 weeks ago, we started this show, the Awakening Talk Show, and the question was, you know, are you aware of this energy? How are you using it? Where are you now? With all that we have discussed, we've had some wonderful speakers in, we've had people sharing sound, their angelic inspirations, near-death experiences, we've had people talking about the divine feminine and the corporate world, all of that kind of thing. But where are you now? What's happening for you? A lot of people are saying, well, what's next? What is the universe saying to you? You know, are you looking at that mirror that's out there? It's always mirroring right back to you. What is your vibration saying to the universe? And have you harnessed the power of your voice to play a new universal melody? Because we have worked a lot on the voice, with not only with myself, but with other voice and sound workers. So how is your soul empowerment going? That's really what we're on about tonight. Divine feminine is one aspect of your total soul empowerment. Now, I know from my clients phoning me, there's my mirror every single week of my life. Clients coming in or on the phone, they bring me certain issues, and that is the mirror for me. Here's what's going on. And especially if you get repetitive ones, what I'm finding is some people are flying. They're really just soaring with the eagles above it all. They're getting on really well. Everything falling into place. That is just fabulous and well done them. But there are others who are feeling a bit stuck. There's a bit of stagnation. They've got to a place where it's getting a bit what I call treacly. You're wading through the sticky, muddy stuff. And some of them are not sure what to try next. And some have achieved their goals already for this year. They've done it. They've got there. They've made that breakthrough. And then there's a kind of, a hiatus, if you like, a limbo having done that or achieved that. So I thought this evening might be a really good time, whatever your situation is, to sit down, as I said earlier on, get the pen and paper out and take stock. Taking stock of your life is probably some of the most well-spent time you will ever do. It really is. It's an insight. Sometimes the things that come up are surprises. You hadn't thought on them. And it just makes everything easier to prioritize, because what it gives you is, of course, clarity. And really, before we can achieve anything in life, we need to be very clear, clear of where we're going. So, you know, whatever way it is for you right now, it's always worthwhile to take stock, to imagine that you're in your sailing boat, you're going forward, and you need to trim the sails and make sure that you're making any corrections to your course, because the goals are still in sight. The desires are still in sight. Now, perhaps you've been trying something new. Perhaps you've had great success. Perhaps you've had a little success. Perhaps you've abandoned that, amended it, and perhaps you're going to try again. You know, these are all decisions that you're making. We make thousands of decisions every day of our lives, and decisions do need to be taken. We need to take them from a position of good self-belief, self-confidence, and knowing that whatever we decide, the outcome will ultimately lead us to whatever it is we have to learn in life. So for me, there are no such things as bad decisions. The decisions are always going to take you to a learning. But sometimes people just keep pushing through. They keep on pushing, and they keep on doing the same old. And that to me is an indicator that they are actually not going within to talk to this wise, wise woman, this lovely goddess that is there at the center of your being to help you make these decisions. Because the beautiful goddess at the center of your being, she is your own personal guru goddess. She has everything you need to know right there. All you need to do is tap into it. Now, this is your divine feminine power in action, because it's about intuition. And intuition accesses the ancient wisdom that you embody. And when you go to the center, the core of your being, and access that information, you are tapping into all of that ancient information, the ancient worlds, the ancient teachings. And believe me, they are very, very powerful. So in a moment, we are going to do precisely that. We're going to set intentions, because that is a very powerful thing to do. And then we're going to go on this journey that is going to take you to the center, to the heart of the matter. where you are going to learn, if you haven't done this before, and even if you have done it before, always great to do it again. You are going to learn how to make heart-led decisions. You're going to release the need to make logical choices from your head, from your mind. You're going to travel all of 12, 15 inches right down into the heart, into the core, and really tap in to the ancient wisdom. So releasing the need to make logical choices. And that can be a bit scary for some people because they're so used to this brain of theirs rationalizing everything they can do. So what would it be like if we trusted ourselves enough and had faith in ourselves enough to really lead a heart-led life? Well, do you know what? We just need to go to our very first break this evening. You are listening to Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to get to work on attracting and manifesting your desires to you. We're taking stock, so stay tuned.
The clouds that drift across the sky and shed the tears for you and I. But when I cry.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. store. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
The clouds that drift across the sky and shed a tear.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I hope you had a lovely little break there. It gave you time to get your pen and paper. But right now, I want you to settle down because we are going to use the power of your divine feminine. We're going to go within and we are going to access your own inner wisdom. So let's take a few moments to do that. Let's be clear of that intention as we close our eyes and we allow ourselves to sink down and down, taking all of your awareness down and down, right down into the base of the body. And I want you to still your thoughts. Wouldn't it be lovely just to quieten the chatter of that little monkey mind that will go on and on? I'm going to ask you to put the monkey to bed. It's bedtime for monkey. He is going to bed for a little while because you are focusing all of your attention on breathing peace into yourself, into your body, into your heart, and you are sinking down and down. You're going so far down, you didn't realize you could go as deeply down within yourself. You have withdrawn all of your awareness from that external world, and you're just focusing on the sound of my voice as I guide you to go into your heart. Now, within your heart is a beautiful sacred temple. And within that temple, there is a beautiful golden goddess. And she is the guru at the center of your being. And you know what? This is you. Yes, it is. It's you. And when you see her, when you look at her, you might not be able to visualize her. Maybe that's not your strength. You might feel her presence. You might even hear her voice. Just know, apply all that inner knowing to knowing that she is there and she is dedicated to you. She is dedicated to you empowering your divine feminine, balancing it with your divine masculine, and in a holistic way, empowering your soul. So you know what? There she is. She's smiling at you. She is beautiful. And I want you to ask her to join with you in writing on the big blackboard there or whiteboard, whatever you choose to use, the three desires that would truly make your heart and soul sing. What would those three things be? She can help you. She knows. So you know what I see her doing? I see her taking the pen or the pencil and writing up on the board. She's writing number one. It's not War and Peace. It's just a couple of words. You mentally make a note of that. And the answers are just floating onto the board because she's doing the next one now. And then she's doing the third one. You've got three beautiful, delicious, juicy desires. How wonderful is that? Wow. Thank her so very much. Honor her. Use that word, namaste. I honor the highest part of you and respect it. And she bows in response to you. And all you need to do now is just very gently allow yourself to come back up from that beautiful place that you were accessing. You remember your physical body. You remember your beautiful being. You're pulling your shoulders back, bringing your head up, taking a nice few deep breaths. and then opening your eyes to come back to your beautiful room that you've made sure that you're in, where you wouldn't be disturbed. You've got your pen and your pencil there and your pad. So just write down those three desires. Write them down. Now, you've got them listed. You're doing, you're rereading them right now. I wondered if some of them surprise you. And you know, we're always at the end of the phone here. If any of you want to share this, please do. The phone number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Do these desires surprise you? Do some of them seem huge, big projects that just seem beyond your skills or accomplishments? Do you feel that they're possible to achieve? If you allowed yourself to think big and allowed your intuition, your inner goddess free reign, acknowledging the fact that we are eternal, limitless potential, then we can achieve anything. Perhaps you didn't allow yourself just to go as far as that, but it doesn't matter. You would come up with what is right for you at this time. So there's no right here. There's no wrong. There is scale of thinking. And sometimes when we really let go, we can become those limitless beings that we truly are. Now, I want you, if you possibly can, just to scrunch up, put them on separate bits of paper if that's possible. You're going to form a ball in your hand of each desire. And we're going to energize each desire with some beautiful sound. And the sound we're going to use is the sound of the divine feminine. And all I need you to do, and you can keep all three in one bit of paper if that's how you've done it, we can energize them all at once, no right or wrong. But what we are going to do is in this moment, just focus on your heart. Close your eyes, take your eyes, all of your awareness down into your heart, and just see a beautiful connection between your heart and your throat. And then take that connector down to the base of your spine and bring it back up. So it forms a D shape, because you're going to make your heart sing and sound. And you're going to do it with the intention of energizing these desires. You're going to put them out to the universe through these bits of paper. Your eyes are closed. You're breathing in because the sound you're going to make is ah. Now, I'm going to make it with you, but I know that all around this world there are people doing this exercise. We are doing all together in the oneness of love. So just breathe in. You're empowering your desire. Well done. Now you're just going to send the next one out, breathing in. One last one just to seal the deal, breathing in. Perfect. Just allow the voice to take the vibration of what you have written, taking it out to a waiting universe, to the collective consciousness. They are listening to every sound, every word, and they are receiving the energy of your desires. And they are powerful and they are achievable. And the universe is listening and the universe always hears. The universe always replies. And you know, as you made that sound, you are not alone, because all of your guides, all of your angels and spirit were working through your vibration. And they were adding all of that into the sound you were making. And you know, for me, any exercise like that always has the power of three, as above, so below, because there was you. And then there was me, and then there was spirit, and the universe soaked it in like a sponge, because they love it when you consciously manifest, when you consciously set out to achieve your goals. So do you know what? We're going to do some more of this when we come back, but beautiful timing as ever, because we're just coming up to our second break, and I'm Patricia, and you're listening to the Awakening Talk radio show. And when we come back, we will be tuning in again to the divine feminine power within you and doing more work. So stay tuned.
The clouds, they drift across the sky and shed the tears for you.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
The clouds, they drift across.
Well, hi there. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia. And, you know, I just caught Dr. Pat talking about Transformation Radio. It's such a fabulous global asset resource. And I hope you're telling all your friends about it, because we are transforming. We are changing lives. And tonight on the Awakening Talk Radio Show, we are using the power of sound and the power of words to do that. And, you know, the power of words is just awesome, because our wonderful engineer on this show is called Brian. And a few weeks ago, he was asking about the word namaste, because he liked that word. It felt good to him, and he wanted me to explain what it means. And of course, it does mean honoring and respecting the highest part of you. And it's actually, I think, an Eastern Indian way of greeting each other, very respectful and honoring. So, Brian, I hope you've got that one now.
Yes, I do. I'm sorry I didn't hear, because I was trying to fix your song for the next break.
Okay.
But I do ask what that word means every time I'm on with you, or I talk to you before I put you on. And you did tell me what it meant. It meant, now I can't remember, but I'll listen to the archive when this goes on, and I'll listen to it again.
Okay. All right. Okay, Brian. Thanks for that. Anyway, we've been talking, we've been sounding this evening, we've been using words, and we have sent out this amazing message to divine intelligence that is our universe, and it's listening. And we have just sent, you have all just sent your three top desires in life out to this divine intelligence. So it will be really interesting to see what shows up in response to that. So I would like you all to be really aware now, to notice what's going on, what's coming in for you, what shifts. You actually don't need to go in and re-energize that. And the key to that is divine intelligence. The divine consciousness is extremely intelligent, and you don't need to keep repeating. What you need to do now is just sit back, allow, and here's the key, create space. What if there isn't space? What if your life is so busy day to day, out working, doing this, doing that, family, partners, husbands, wives, blah, blah, on it goes, and there's never any time to actually sit down and receive the messages. There's no time to meditate. It's one of the malaises, if you like, of humanity. And Wayne Dyer often says he thinks people are mad that don't meditate, and I have to agree 100%. So it's about learning to create the space, to take the time just for you, where you are going to be receiving. And, you know, for a long time, I always used to take control of my meditations. I would be balancing my chakras. I'd be talking to the angels. I'd be doing this. I'd be doing that. And suddenly I realized, hang on a minute, I'm so busy doing. When I'm down in meditation, very chilled, but still doing, that I really had to learn to be, simply be, and allow whatever's going to come in to come in. And that is, it's another control mechanism, is actually dictating what I was going to do on my meditation. So I share that one with you, because we need to overcome that and allow. But using your voice to manifest is easy. Do you see how easy all of this is? Spirituality is simplicity itself. Using your voice to speak to yourself and others is also easy. But what are you saying to yourself? Are you always positive and encouraging? Or do you descend into the mire at times if the phone doesn't ring or things go quiet? You start to question your guidance, you know, what you've been doing. Do you push through it? Or do we just sit back and allowing? And, you know, there'll be a lot of people saying out there, be thinking, oh, but we must jump into action. We must get marketing. We must double our client base. You know, so many people delivering a lot of that kind of stuff at the moment. And a lot of it is very good stuff. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, it does actually feed the monster of doing. And we're actually here to be beings. And so we need to get a handle on that. There has to be a balance. But you know what? The other thing that flags up here is, do you really trust and have faith that spirit will provide for you? I mean, are we not in this day and age having to learn to live with insecurity and instability? Because I don't know what's happening in the rest of the world, but in the UK, there's no such thing these days as the job for life. That has gone. And people are living in a much more unstable way than they used to in the days of my mum and dad, for example. And so having trust and faith that no matter what is happening, what is showing up, that we can have a peaceful, happy life. So what would you like to bring? Would you like to integrate more peace, more calm, trust and faith? We can do that with sound. You know what? We can do anything with sound. All we have to do is intentionalize the sound. It is so, so simple. I would like you to select just one of those. Peace, calm, trust, faith. Choose one that you would really like to activate within yourself right now, because what we're going to do is reprogram the sound at the center core of your being, the sound and the vibration. So we're going to give you this new melody. You're going to play a new song. And we're going to encourage your soul to sound this new song, this new melody, and attract in even more of what it is you're activating. So if you feel you're quite peaceful right now, by the time you've finished, you're going to be even more peaceful. And guess what? That is what you will attract in. That's what you're putting out. That's what you will attract in. Now, this is where the mirror comes into play, because if your life is full of angst, if it's full of anxiety, worry, drama, stuff kicking off here, there, anger, guilt, people coming at you, attacking you, judging you, criticizing you. It's all a huge mirror for what you are doing to you. They're only showing it into your face so that you sit up and pay attention. So when you reprogram this, when you get rid of all the other stuff and make this lovely new song, then you are going to attract new things. Now, as you will understand, I'm kind of skirting over quite a lot of work here, because if you work with me one-to-one, we get in about getting rid of all the lower vibrations and then giving you your new sound. But even so, even tonight, just doing a little work around it is going to help. Obviously, what I'm giving you here is only a tip of the iceberg, and we would probably really need to get into it to get to the real depths, to the roots of what your concerns are. But in this moment, close your eyes, tune into your heart, just the way we did before, and think on that one aspect that you really want to amplify and expand in your life. Now, for me, I think I'm going to probably do faith. I think I would like faith, more faith. And I'm going to really focus on that. And I'm going to see faith in a big round bubble. Yep. And faith for me is maybe filling that bubble up to about 75%. So there's still a bit of faith to go. And I see within that bubble a golden energy. And I'm going to make my sound into that energy to expand it and amplify it. That is how I'm going to do it. So I'm sharing that with you, excuse me, just to illustrate to you how to do this. Get your own bubble, make it your own color, and fill it up with the amount of that energy you already have. So whether it's peace, calm, trust or faith, fill it up. Give it a measurement. And now we're going to increase it to 100%. Here we go. We're breathing in. We're making the sound of ah. Ah. And again, seeing the level rising now, breathing in. And one last one, breathing in. Now, I hope like me you could see it was like champagne, all the little bubbles bubbling up to the top. And I could see my color expanding and filling my bubble. And I reckon that I am at about 96-97% there. And what I know is that I have started that in motion now. And I know it's going to continue to expand and amplify for the next 24-48 hours. But I can go in and re-energize that. I can go in and check and see exactly where I am so that I know if I need to do more work. And so can all of you. You can keep re-energizing that aspect of yourself. Simple sound, simple spirituality. But this is Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. And we're going on a quick break right now. When we return, I'm going to share with you more ways to expand and amplify the divine feminine in your life. So stay tuned.
Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com. On the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L. Shane.com or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines the light on what you put into your body. You know, April can always be a little dicey because Mars goes into Aries, which makes things a little fiery. This April is no exception. However, on April 25th, we are having a lunar eclipse in Libra aspecting Aries. The word lunacy comes from these eclipses. Then on April 28th, Mars will cross over this point, really triggering it. So there will be aggressive lunatics coming out at this time. You need to be very aware of this and stay away from volatile situations and people. Don't buy into their drama and don't get caught up in it. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
The clouds that drift across the sky.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I hope you're feeling good. You've been doing some lovely sounding this evening and really tapping into the divine feminine. So we hope that you are feeling inspirational and uplifted and really good and certainly calm. And just to say, we've been playing the music tonight from The Awakening, the musical by my friends Sinclair Burnett and myself, and Nikki Connell, of course, was singing. It's quite a sad song, you know what? When I cry alone. I'm not a manic depressive or anything like that, but within the context of the musical, it makes a lot of sense, that song. So if you're interested in hearing more, do email me. My website is www.patriciairiskerens.com, and you can catch me at info@patriciairiskerens.com. by email. And just to say, tonight I'm giving away one free one-hour coaching session to anyone that I have not worked with before. So please phone in to book that or email me, whichever suits you. It's 1-800-930-2819. Well, you know what? You've been learning and absorbing a lot about the divine feminine energy, and there are a number of ways that I teach and share my information, which incidentally I download, and that's when I really have to get out my own way and take on the new information, because there is lots of new information coming in at this time, and I have decided to take all of June and July off, totally away from everything I do on retreat, so that I can create the space to download what is new and also just really re-energize my connection with Source and heal any parts of my physical that are needing recharged, re-energized. So hopefully, guys, you think I'm walking my talk, but I am having trust and faith that Spirit will supply all I need to allow me to do that. Later in the year, I've been invited back to Baltimore in October. First 2 to 3 weeks, I'll be over in the United States, and I will be in Ireland in November. And I believe there are workshops possibly in September in England, and a big workshop coming off in Glasgow in December. So it's going to be very busy. Not quite clear what the title of all of that is going to be just yet, because as I say, we are downloading the next steps in the next few weeks. But one thing I did want to flag up to you this evening is, or today, wherever you are, all different times, of course, is the new program that I'm putting out on Divine Feminine Soul Empowerment for Life and Business. Hoping to launch that before I go off in June, but I might not make it. That's okay. It might be August. But it will be all about finding your purpose, feeling your passion, and owning your divine feminine power. And the program will be a 7-step program to soul empowerment, because the first module will be cleansing and clearing your ancestral lines, Second one will be the same, but for your past lives. And the third one will be balancing the divine feminine and divine masculine. Because the divine feminine, although I've isolated it to talk about on these shows, it is just a part of the whole soul re-empowerment. So we have to balance with masculine to bring that forward. Fourth step will be re-empowering and understanding your soul and your purpose. The fifth one is commitment and devotion to your message, your purpose, your passion. How are you going to get it out there? How to go about all of that? So that's a big module. And the sixth one, embodying love and expanding the soul connection, embodying your ancestral message. And we all have one. The uniqueness of that is there already. You just need to remember it and bring it forward. And then last but not least, the seventh module will be about stepping into the oneness, one spirit, into unity and its completeness. And when you have done all seven steps, you really will be on fast forward. You'll be spreading your wings and soaring with the angels and really achieving what you have agreed to come here and do, and being the celestial messenger that you have every capability of being, because you really must remember to keep shining, to keep smiling, and to be the magnificent being of love and light that you are. And when I say that, I'm saying it with absolute 100% certainty. There is no doubt about that. The doubts come in from your side, little niggles, my oh, but, oh, this, oh, but if you knew that. And those are the things we need to deal with. It's what comes up when somebody says a statement like that to you. You find it difficult to accept. So it's about seeking those little nuggets and getting rid of them. And that's exactly what this empowerment program is designed to do. So those are the seven steps to soul empowerment with the divine feminine. And of course, it will rubber stamp, reinforce the connection to source, the angelic realms, the illumined beings of light, the ascended masters. And this has been very much guided for me by Isis, because her power and passion is awesome, particularly for business. And yes, there will be costs attached to this program, but free with it will be my book, which I wrote in 2007, Viva Voce, and also some MP3s, Calming the Monkey Mind. But it will be delivered in the form of e-books, e-journals, and MP3s. So I really hope that when I launch that, you will take up the offers that will be there. Now, in order for me to be able to contact you, I would love for you to go on to my website and just sign up for the newsletter. And that then gives me permission to email you direct and make that offer to you. Now, the other thing I'm doing is bringing out a new fiction novel. I hope to have that finished by the end of May. And then I'll be looking for the right publisher, etc., etc. I've been published in the past by John Hunt Publishing, so I don't know if we'll go there or not, but we'll be looking to delivering that to you also. So it's all happening. We're nearly at the very end of the show. I'm going to say to you final words. Celebrate your uniqueness this week until I speak to you next week. And I'll be with a lady called Mary Divine. And she has brought out a beautiful book called Divinely Touched. And we are going to celebrate that together and bring you lots of wonderful information. So have a great week. And the website is www.patriciairiskerrins.com. And I will speak to you then. Keep smiling, keep loving, emerging and blossoming in 2013. Goodbye.
You've just been listening to The Awakening Radio with Patricia. Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. Take command of the power in your life. Be inspired. Become rewired. For more information about Patricia, visit theawakeningradio.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your stop pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world.